Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Planting garlic and onion sets in the fall is a great idea.
Oh, yes. Sir.
We're going to talk about it.
Feeding wild bird seed to birds makes sense, but what's the deal with suet? In our second segment, we're going to explain the benefits of feeding the birds.
Ornamental kale and cabbage are a unique decorative fall plant. Julio and I will discuss how best to use them.
Phyllis called the hotline and asked when she should prune her butterfly bush. Stay tuned and we'll tell you.
In our final segment, Vincent called and has a wildlife refuge for a backyard. So if you think you have problems with pests, wait till you hear this call.
So stay tuned and we'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
High-yield brand bone meal contains 10% slow-release natural phosphorus. It helps all plants to develop sturdy root systems and stimulate healthy growth. You'll use it every time you plant bulbs, but it also is an excellent supplement fertilizer for roses, flowers, and vegetable gardens. High-yield bone meal is sourced from steamed bone meal, which provides a clean, natural source of phosphorus. High Yield is brought to you by VPG, the Fertilome people, and is available at these great stores. Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Neighbors Garden Center, Main Street, Hellertown, PA. Rhodes Garden, Delcab Pike, North Wales, Pennsylvania. Rourke Farm Supply, Elmer, New Jersey. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy, we want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
We are back at Bloomers in the Garden. Welcome, everybody. Len, tomatoes and peppers may be winding down.
Yes.
But it's time to plant those onions and garlics, aren't they?
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. Now, you gave me some onions that you put in the spring. Mm-hmm. Now, it is said that they have a better taste when planted in the fall.
That's right.
Are you going to plant any this fall?
Maybe. Maybe, yeah. I might do some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the time. So it doesn't have to be warm. You can mm-hmm. plant them now. The right. roots form. Yep. And that, again, it is the best time to get in the garden because it's still yeah. cool. It
feels like spring.
it does. It's like the reverse of spring, but it just gets dark so early.
Yeah, I know.
That's the part I can't stand.
Yeah.
But again, what you have to do, it comes to the soil, right, Julio?
All about the soil for us.
Yeah. Always. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They like a soft soil with good drainage, mm-hmm. and that means adding bumper crop.
That's it.
Bumper crop is an excellent compost. Mm-hmm. We've gone on and on and on about it. Yeah. And listen, if you have heavy clay, like there are some areas that just have that clay where nothing seems to drain well. Mm-hmm. Try to add some sand.
Right.
Dig down. Don't be shy. Dig down a foot.
Right.
Add a bunch of sand, and you'll get good drainage. Right. Sand, there's no nutrient value.
Yeah.
No nutrient value, but when you mix it with like this compost and a little bit of the soil that you have, that it actually will improve that soil, and you'll be able to grow onions and other types of bulb wonderful. Materials or root mm-hmm. crops,
right.
where before – like, for instance, trying to grow carrots in hard clay soil. Does not work.
Yeah.
So if you take that area and get that sand working in there, now you'll be able to grow beets and carrots and kohlrabi. Julio.
Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah. And you'll be able to grow more root crops. Right. So consider doing that. And especially now in the fall.
Especially now, yeah.
There's not a whole lot to do. So get out there with your shovel and dig some sand in the ground.
Yeah, that's right. Get your hands dirty.
That's right.
Yeah. I had a customer come in the other day.
Yep.
And I introduced him to bumper crop, right?
Yeah.
And he said to me, Julio, this is the best thing. I can't go without it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, he was introduced. He knows what to do now, and he won't go without it.
That's right. You know, you go back 20 years, and our soil amendments where you had humus, you had peat moss, everything was a separate element, and you had to kind of make your own bumper crop.
Right.
Now it's all in the bag. So it's again, it's peat moss, bark finds, it's barnyard manure, there's earthworm castings, there's there's everything but the kitchen sink.
That's it. Yeah. So,
like we say.
Yeah. So you've got to go for this product. It's great.
Anytime you plant, use bumper crop.
That's right.
I don't care if you're planting a perennial, a tree, a shrub, a garden.
Yeah.
Just
everything.
Count on using it and use it every time. Mm-hmm. Don't say, oh, I used it last year in my garden.
No.
Use it again because you're always improving that soil.
Right. Adding into it.
Yeah. And last week we talked about mycorrhiza.
Mycorrhiza
is in bumper crop,
right.
So you're adding a different strain into the soil.
That's right.
And it's just going to make your fertilizer perform better, your plants perform better. Can I say any more? Just use it, all right?
That's right.
You can thank us later.
That's right.
All right, so back to onions.
Back to onions, yeah.
There was a time where I didn't eat onions.
You did? Oh,
no.
Wow. How come?
No, I don't eat raw onions. I don't like raw onions.
I don't like
raw onions. You don't like raw onions, but cooked onions?
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Do you like sweet?
Yep. Yeah. Pot roast recipe where you use onions as a base in a slow cooker and you basically take those onions and they turn into their own liquid. So you don't really,
I'm getting hungry already.
Yeah, I can see it. Anyway. Alton Brown.
Alton Brown, yeah.
Alton Brown. He doesn't make hamburgers on the grill. He makes them in a cast iron skillet with onions.
Onions, yeah.
But I have to have cooked onions. I'll strain like you strain a gnat when you swallow them. I'll strain a raw onion at them. Anyway. But
Maybe
I'm buying onions or getting onions that were grown in the spring, that they're not as tender or there's something the taste is different. And when you grow your own onions and garlic, here's what you have to do. So we established you need to have loosened, well-drained soil. Okay?
But you don't
have to go deep.
Yeah.
You don't have to go deep. Mm-hmm. This time of the year, you were telling me, Julio, this just a little bit ago.
Right.
How the online, you found something that tells you what the soil temperature is.
It is, in
your town.
My town,
Sagenta?
Sagenta, yes.
Guess?
Online,
Will you be able to spell that if I ask you?
Yes, Sygenta.
Okay, so look up Sagenta soil temperature on Google.
On Google.
You'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
Your soil temperature in Pittman, New Jersey was what temperature?
Right now in the morning was 58 degrees, but it gives you an average of 5 days.
Okay.
It was 62.3, I believe.
Which is incredible.
It is.
Because the onions and the garlic and any of the root crops are going to grow fantastic in that kind of weather. The tops are going to be on the cool side. The soil's going to be warm. Wow. Root systems grow great. And again, you could plant a shrub.
Yeah.
And that's why fall is for planting.
That's right.
But I thought that was great that you could actually find it. Grass seed can grow. You can grow grass seed.
Right.
Temperatures down to 50 degrees.
Yeah.
And so there's a long time before the soil temperatures get that low. So let's get back to our onions.
Yes.
Planting onion sets rather than seeds. The seeds, plant onion sets.
Onion sets, yeah.
If you can't find onion sets, plant the seeds. Mm-hmm. But the onion sets will do better. Right. I have been told that they don't bolt. They don't go to flower the same way that the seeds will. And what you do with onions is you dig a shallow trench, shallow, a couple inches deep.
That's it.
They don't go deep.
Yeah.
And about 4 to 6 inches apart. Mm-hmm. And each row is about a foot apart.
Wow.
And line each trench that you create. Just sprinkle some bumper crop in there.
Oh yeah.
Okay, bumper crop. You're getting that mycorrhiza in the root system right away.
Yeah.
You push that onion set down, and an onion set looks like a miniature onion.
Right.
If those of you that aren't sure, you buy them by the bag. Mm-hmm. Most of your local independent garden centers, that's where you want to go because they'll be fresh. You're not going to get a bag full of dried onions where there's no life in them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, go to your local garden center, local garden center, everybody, local garden center. Mm-hmm. You're going to push that onion set into the soil, and you're only going to cover it with an inch or two of soil, and you're going to mix that half and half with bumper crop.
Nice.
And then what you do is you just let them go, let them grow. And that
water it in, right?
Yeah. And then they're going to compact. Garlic, you plant a clove of garlic.
Right.
All right. So you're going to get garlic, and most of the time it's going to look like a clove. Mm-hmm. And that you don't want to buy something that you bought in the grocery store to eat. You want to get a specific type that's meant for this area. Mm-hmm. Like you may be buying cloves of garlic in the grocery store that are grown in California that are not going to grow well here.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
But you want to go to your local garden center and get that garlic and onion sets. So you're going to split apart the clove and get individual cloves. And here's something. Don't plant the ones that peel off. You want to have a paper covering on that clove.
Protect.
And it will. It will protect them. Mm-hmm. You can use the naked garlic without that covering. Go cook it up, fry it up, make some sauce.
Ooh.
some gravy. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
We are in Philadelphia. Yeah. And that you're going to plant those cloves a little bit deeper than the onions, about 3 inches. Mm-hmm. And there is a pointed end on garlic. The point always goes up. Okay. Blunt end down. 6 inches apart. Okay. And something to consider after you put this stuff down, you might want to put down a little bit of mulch if you've got something not heavy like a bark mulch, something really fine.
Right.
Something really fine to protect them just in case that they heave out of the ground in the wintertime. Right. You just don't want that to happen. Right. Most of the time they'll be okay, but it's just something to think about. It's easy. They will take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. They'll take care of themselves. Just keep them watered, and you'll be amazed. Next spring, what'll happen is you got to let the leaves go yellow before you harvest them.
Right.
Tell me about how you harvested your onions, because they were big. They're perfect.
Oh yeah, they're perfect. Yeah, I love them. You just have to watch, you know, that you don't want to pull them out, like you know, when they're green.
So did the it? You have to let the tops go.
They're gonna bend over. Right.
Okay.
Right.
And with garlic, what happens is the plant's gonna turn yellow.
Yellow, yeah.
And when the plant starts turning yellow, then it's time to dig it up.
Dig it up.
You know, and again, there are different methods. Mm-hmm. You can use them fresh, or you can you can age them if you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be up to you, but that's another show.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Julio, I think I'm inspired.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm inspired. Even though my distaste for raw onions, but my love for cooked onions.
Yeah, you're going to love them.
I might try some.
Try some, yeah.
And again, you can get white onions, yellow onions, red onions.
Yeah, all types.
So it's not like you just have to get like one the type. Yellow Spanish onions.
That's right.
Get out there, plant some onions this weekend.
Yeah,
go to your local garden center and that you'll see them. They'll be right by the bulbs probably. They're tulip bulbs.
They are.
All right, we're going to be right back in the garden right after this.
Introducing Miracle-Gro's next big thing, Performance Organics. Finally, organics that work. Tested and refined by plant scientists for twice the results. Guaranteed. Don't grow a snack, grow a feast. Don't grow a flower, grow a million-dollar view. This new organic collection of soil and plant food is what you've always wanted. No compromise, just results. Guaranteed. Miracle-Gro Performance Organics.
BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care gives you fertilizer, insect control, and disease control in one bottle. It makes it easy to grow bigger, more abundant blooms and stronger roots, kills adult Japanese beetles, aphids, and other listed insects, plus prevents diseases like black spot, powdery mildew, and there's no spraying. Try America's number one rose and flower care brand and get more from the blue bottle. Find this great BioAdvanced product and many more at your local garden center.
The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Cole, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Julio, I may be a geek, but I love feeding the birds.
Yeah, okay? I know you do.
It is a real joy to me.
It is.
It's relaxing.
It is.
I tell you what, I black-capped chickadee is my favorite bird.
Oh, nice.
Pretty simple. Yeah, I mean, it's just this little thing. I caught a pine siskind. I think that's how I'm saying it right.
Wow.
Surely you'll need to help me on that.
Yeah.
That was on my porch.
What? No kidding.
Little yellow on the wings.
Wow.
All right. So I'm geeking out enough.
Yeah, you are geeking.
All right. Listen, I feed my birds all. Yeah. It's basically
year-round?
A hot mix of sunflower. Right. It holds sunflower seeds, so sunflower meats.
Right.
A little bit this time of the year to deter the squirrels. So I use a little bit of safflower. Uh-huh. All right. Anyway.
That's great.
But suet,
mm-hmm.
it's like I didn't for the longest time. I own a garden center, right? So I'm supposed to understand this stuff. Suet just baffled me.
No kidding.
It's fat.
Fat, yeah.
It's animal fat.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of weird. I mean, it'd be really weird if it was like chicken fat, because then it must be like, you know, they're like. Anyway, that's another show.
Yeah, that's right.
But suet, what it does for the birds, is it provides them the energy that they can't get because the insects are either gone or buried or they can't get to them. So that I didn't know. And suet fat, okay, it is rendered fat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yummy, everyone.
Yeah,
I hope you're not eating breakfast. So, and again, high in calories, and it's easy for birds to digest.
That's great.
I don't know who the one that figured that out first was.
Yeah, but I wonder what happened. I don't know how that happened.
I started feeding suet. My son, young son, Carl. Yeah. Carl, you glad I'm mentioning you on the radio? I'm sure you are. He texted me, there is a blue jay going nuts on our suet feeder. And I'm trying to take a video, but the dogs are barking at it. And the blue jay, beautiful bird.
Gorgeous.
Just going on an upside down suet feeder.
Wow.
Just tearing it up.
Isn't that amazing?
Tearing it up.
With all that weight.
That's right.
They can handle it.
I tell you.
It's amazing.
And this time of the year, like the birds know.
Oh, they know.
They're like during the summer, it's more they're kind of casual. Mm-hmm. You know, their nesting is pretty much done. There's juveniles that are a little bit, a little not sure how to approach the feeder.
Get in there,
But now, man, they're tearing it up.
I tell you what, I had mine filled in 3 days. It's almost gone.
Yeah, your feeder? Are you feeding suet at all?
I'm putting out, I put the suet out. It's halfway gone.
Really?
It's quick. Wow. I mean, it's gone.
Wow. Wow.
Unbelievable.
And there's a few things that you do need to be aware of. First of all, suet attracts woodpeckers.
Yeah.
So again, and that woodpeckers, nuthatches, chickadees, blue jays, like I said, but starlings. I hate starlings. Yeah. Starlings go down my chimney. I can't stand them.
Right.
And one thing that you can do to stop starlings, is that you put it in that upside down feeder.
Oh, okay.
Because they won't feed on it then. Yeah, but the woodpeckers and the chickadees and nuthatches, they'll all get to it. And obviously those blue jays will too.
I'll have to try that one.
It is amazing to watch, and that there's all types of different feeders. Like, for instance, there's nuggets. You can just add nuggets to your existing feeder, or you can use it in a feeder that's, let's see, if you use a feeder like a peanut feeder has small grates in it, about a third of an inch wide, like a mesh
metal
feeder.
Mesh. Yep.
You can use that. What I do is I'll mix it with like 5 pounds of seed and mix it all up.
Oh, you will.
And that way that it's like a little treat. It's like a,
dessert.
That's right. Yeah. It's like chocolate chip ice cream. That's okay. Right. It's suet mixed bird seed. And so they'll find a little nugget. And it'll,
you got to patent that.
It can get rancid if it's too warm. So you've got to be careful. Sometimes there's suet doughs that might be a better choice for the summertime. But now get the real stuff, get the real deal. Get that animal suet and start feeding them.
Is it because they have different fat ratios?
Just that with the heat it gets rancid.
It melts.
You don't want that.
That's bad.
There's also, and again this is up there with the woodpeckers, there's that suet log feeder, which just looks like a piece of firewood that hasn't been split. That's narrow.
That's heavy duty.
Maybe 3 inches with holes put across it. And you can buy the logs that just get inserted in those holes.
That's great.
So then a clinger, like a woodpecker will go grab that wood and just peck out that suet. And it attracts different ones. So you'll see the little woodpeckers, like a downy woodpecker.
Yeah, they're great.
But you'll also see the red-bellied woodpecker.
Yep. a little bigger.
Anyway, feeding the birds is a good thing to do.
It is great.
It's good for the birds. Mm-hmm. It's good for you.
It is.
It is. It is just a joy to watch because
yeah,
so often our lives are just filled with our computers and our phones and everything else that you just put it all away and you get to say, wow, nature is right outside
That's
my
right.
door.
Simple thing like a bird with its beautiful wings and colors.
Yep.
You can't go wrong.
That's right. right? That's right. And they have adapted to our environment.
Oh, yeah, they have. Yep.
So.
And it's getting tougher for them, aren't they?
But I'll tell you, that we're going to talk with somebody who called in and asked a question. We're going to talk about how to make it easier for the birds for your garden.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. We'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPete is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPete. EcoPete is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniel's Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomer's Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomer's recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
We are back at Bloomers in the Garden. Len, you know, ornamental kale and cabbage are the longest lasting fall plants.
That's right.
Let me tell you something.
I'm listening.
They're really tough, just like pansies. Yeah, like pansies.
they absolutely are. And they are. And it's funny because they used to be called flowering kale and cabbage. But as a gardener's out there know, if your cabbage, kale, or your lettuce go into flower, you lost your crop. So what it, and then now it's ornamental cabbage, right, because the centers will color up from pinks and purples and whites and different shades and different types of leaf leaves, where the leaves will be real crinkly, or they'll be real smooth, or they'll have, there's a couple of different varieties, like the peacock and is the real finely toothed leaved. That Yokohama is the one that's very cool.
Yokohama, yeah.
It looks like kale, like the kind of kale that you would eat. You could eat any of these, really.
Yeah.
But it has an extra curly fringe leaf, and it's tall. Combo pot city.
Yeah, that's right. And make sure it's big.
That's right.
Right?
So, all right. It's getting late in the season. It's the mums are getting harder to find.
That's right.
We still have them. Yeah. Right? Most of your local garden centers. And see this? Okay.
Go ahead.
The local independent garden center views their plants as their own and special.
That's right.
Other places, multi-unit retailers look at it as a widget. You know, it's just another thing that they sell.
Right.
They don't care how good it is. They don't care how it does after you get it home.
No.
You know, it's a widget.
It's a widget.
You know, it's something that goes on their income statement.
Right.
Where at the local garden center, you can find incredible plants. Like we're doing the show from a studio, and we have with us a ornamental kale.
Yeah.
Julio, this thing is, what, at least 18 inches across?
At least a foot and a half, yes.
It is stunning.
It is gorgeous.
And it will continue to grow until we get, not frost, but serious freezes.
Serious freezes.
Like we're talking 20 degrees extended for days on days on days before it stops growing.
Right.
And the center of this is, the one we have here is a particular purple, but they all will do the same thing where the centers color up. And the colder it gets, the more that
intense
center will color.
Yeah, it becomes intense.
More intense. And then there's a new variety that's out that has a glossy leaf to it. I'm not sure I like it. I'm like on the fence.
Okay.
The flat color that you get from the traditional ones, maybe I'm just old.
Nah,
I'm just like, I don't like anything new. But the colors you get, and again, they can stay and stay and stay.
Yeah.
The fall, we talked about pansies, where I think pansies went out over cabbage because you get them next year. But the cabbage is going to last longer into the winter season than a pansy will.
Yeah.
So next would be, I guess, mums, where they'll start petering out sometime in November.
Right.
And then asters, I think, you know, you plant asters, and by the time you turn around, they're done flowering.
Done.
All right, nothing against asters. They're okay.
Yeah,
everybody who planted asters,
love
asters. They do come back as a perennial.
Mm-hmm. I love asters.
Yeah.
Pretty colors.
I don't know if I love asters.
You know, like, well...
They do come back as a reliable perennial.
Yeah.
I'll give you that much.
Thank you.
Anyway, they can be cut back and they will rebloom. So
so if you want color during December, even January, I had mine
if
in
I'm
my pot.
Plant something now, you know, I'd plant some mums.
Yeah.
I would plant ornamental cabbage without a doubt.
Yes.
But you've got to remember that thing's going to be there in color. All through Christmas.
Yep.
So when you have family come over wearing masks.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I'm picturing wearing masks and Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Give me your gifts.
Yeah.
We're leaving now.
I'm going to give you a mask for a gift.
Really? I'll get you a new mask for Christmas.
Oh, thanks.
But the ornamental cabbage will be out there as they're approaching your home.
They
so consider that. Use some, we talked about white painted birch. Because you can decorate with these. Use them in a big, like half barrel and mix them with things.
And
you can always put greens with it when it gets to Christmas time. So you're going to have these for a long time.
So make sure that you use, you know, go into the garden center and you know, take them.
Right.
Because they're going to be there.
And you pick your colors wisely.
Yes.
You know, you can match them with your mums now, but your mums will be out of color and be long gone before, you know, before these ornamental kale or cabbage disappear.
Yeah, they will.
So just be smart with your colors and use them I love them in combo pots where they're over the edge. And you can, like we were talking about Goldtheria last week and mixing them with heather.
Yes.
So many uses. So many uses. Tons. So don't be shy.
No, don't think it's over. It's not.
No way.
You got a long haul.
We got ways to go before it stops. All right. We've got a break coming up. We're going to be back in the garden right after this.
Have you tried BioAdvance All-in-One Rose and Flower Care? It's America's number one rose and flower care brand, offering fertilizer, insect control, and disease control all in one bottle. Imagine growing bigger blooms and stronger roots, killing insects and preventing diseases, making just one application with no spraying. Sound good? Then get All-in-One Rose and Flower Care and get more from the blue bottle. Find this great BioAdvance product and many more at your local garden center.
The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Coles, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix.
The Pennsylvania Horticultural Society and their members believe in the power of horticulture to transform our world. Please visit phsonline.org, and for only $50, you can become a member today.
You see them every day, in your house, in your neighborhood. They have been with you your whole life, providing comfort, reducing stress, cleaning your water. The plants and gardens around us have enormous impact on our lives. At PHS, we know a seed is more than a plant. Gardening is more than a hobby. We invite you to join with us. We'll plant with purpose. We'll build healthier communities. We'll grow together.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Well, Julio, we got a great call from Phyllis. She called the hotline. And see, the issue she asked about applies to a lot of other plants.
It does.
And that it's really, really important to pay attention. That's everybody out there, listen to what Phyllis had to say.
There you go.
Hi, Len. Good morning. This is Phyllis from Collingswood. And my question is, what is the correct time to trim my butterfly bushes? Thank you.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Everybody out there listening, put the shears down. Put them away. Sharpen them. Save them until spring. Oh. Phyllis, what I want you to do is I want you to cut back that butterfly bush in early spring, late winter. And I want you to cut it back hard. Don't be afraid to cut it back to where it's only about a foot tall. All those branches that will form from that spot, you're pinching it basically, and it's going to make it a fuller and more dense plant. It's going to have more divisions where you cut it, and therefore more flowers.
Yeah, is that great?
So I want you guys to wait. It drives me crazy when I see some landscapers out there this time of the year and they're maybe trying to earn some bucks. They're calling it part of their fall cleanup fall cleanup and they're cutting stuff back and they just shouldn't be.
No. Oh.
We talk about hydrangeas every show, I think. Yeah, I think so. Here we are. Check it off the list.
Check it off the list on top.
Listen, hydrangeas, the ones that are flowering now or that you see some that are flowering now are mostly panicle hydrangeas, and that those varieties should be cut back in, again, early spring, late winter. Yeah. Not the big mop head types.
Oh, no, you don't want to touch them.
You don't touch those.
No.
Now, here's one of the things I want everyone to listen to. We were talking about birds earlier. And Julio, you said it's hard for birds during the winter, right?
Yes, it is.
So I want everyone to leave their plants in their gardens alone so the birds can eat the seeds.
Right.
Think about Rutabaga, right? Black-eyed Susan.
Black-eyed Susan,
Perfect. Perfect plant for birds to come in and eat.
Echinacea.
Echinacea, great.
Coneflower.
That's another one.
Yeah.
So don't cut your plants back and get rid of your flowers thinking that you're doing a good thing. Wait until you're back into late winter, early spring, and you do it in your spring cleanup.
Right.
Your spring cleanup. Yeah. Let the birds take at it. Let them go ahead and feed on those things because they need it.
Oh, yes,
they need it. Zinnias. My gosh. I mean, all of your annuals, to be honest, I would let them go too. If they're just plain ugly annuals, you want to rip them out of the ground because you don't want to be embarrassed because they're close to the street and Mrs. Jones will, you know.
Hey, look how she
Oh, my gosh. She doesn't take care of her yard at all.
But, you know, you're really taking care of the birds.
Yeah, you are.
You want to take care of the birds. Forget about Mrs. Jones.
That's right.
Let the stuff go until late winter, early spring, and then you can cut it back.
Yeah. How great is that? How easy is that, right?
It's easy, right? Put down the shears and walk away.
That's right.
All right. Our work here is done.
That's right. Until next spring, we're good.
That's right. All right. Well, we've got another caller coming up. This one was a challenge.
Yes,
we'll be right back in the garden right after this. Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929.
Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
We're back in the garden. Len, we have a really interesting call.
Yes, yes we do.
Vincent called the hotline, and he's dealing with a thief in the garden.
Oh, no.
Oh, look out. Not only does he have problems with deer, but Chip and Dale ate his tomatoes.
All right. I'm showing our age anyway, that I know that Chip and Dale are not those dancers that are strippers, are guys that wear like tuxedos. No. Chip and Dale are cartoon characters, and they're chipmunks. They're chipmunks, and they always went into Donald's garden to eat his garden. I mean, anyway, yeah. My goodness, Vincent has it all. He is, I said in the intro to the show, he has like a wildlife refuge going on in his backyard.
Wow.
All right. So here, listen to Vincent's call.
Good morning, Len. I'm just listening to your program. I guess it's a new program. I haven't heard it before. But in any event, in the vegetable garden, planted tomatoes and cucumbers, fenced it in with wire lats, and capped it off with a piece of wire. The leaves that grew on the outside were eaten by the deer, but the plant survived and it bloomed. The tomato, as they started to produce and ripen, I picked one red one, and then Mr. Chipmunk managed to get in by digging a hole around the perimeter of the wire, so I threw dirt over it again, mounded it up, and lo and behold, next day, there's another hole. So it was a daily battle, and eventually the chipmunk went out because every day he managed to eat and destroy another tomato and drop it on the ground, and I just kept filling the hole that he dug, but it was to no avail. What do you guys suggest to avoid this problem for next year when I plant a tomato plant? I put the wire fencing down about an inch or two, and I mounded up the dirt, so apparently that's not enough. All right, whatever your suggestions are, would be appreciated. Thank you very much.
Wow. You did everything you could, first of all. I'm impressed by the whole deer preparation, but Vince is calling us on 1250 news station that we're on up in the New York, northern New Jersey area. And you can't put the wire down deep enough to stop chipmunks.
Yeah.
Okay, that's first of all. But here, my first thing is, do you have a dog?
That's right, yeah.
Bring the dog with you every time you go into garden. A cat? You have a cat? Maybe let the cat out?
Yeah. That's a great
But again, determine. Letting cats out now is taboo because every cat needs to be an inside cat. Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another show.
Yeah.
But animals will hunt those areas and where a cat, dog, or whatever, they show their presence there, they're going to be a deterrent to the chipmunks. Now, hey, it's not the best idea, but it is an idea bring the dog with you in the garden if you've got a dog. And I don't care if it's a little Shih Tzu or if it's a Great Dane. You know, just the presence alone will have be somewhat of a deterrent.
It will.
Now, all of the things that we're going to talk about are used in conjunction. Not one of these is going to be the thing that works. We're not going to tell you, use a repellent. They're done.
No way.
Now, if you don't have a dog, don't have a cat,
it's okay.
Don't have any hawks, pet hawks. Anything. But what you can do is now – some people swear by this, mm-hmm. and some people think that it's a bunch of baloney. Mm-hmm. But I have been told by more people that those scarecrow owls
right.
that have the rotating heads mm-hmm. where it bobs around, shaking its head back and forth. It looks just like that.
Yeah, it does.
And that it has a deterrent effect to types of mice and chipmunks and even squirrels and even some of the different birds. Like, for instance, I know that they use them down at the shore on the docks to stop birds from getting around some of the boats because of what they leave behind.
Oh.
But again, it is a scarecrow rotating head owl and it does work, and a breeze will it like bobs its head like Julio was doing just a minute ago, and you do have to move it around. If you leave it at like a statue, you know, the chipmunks are going to say, funny, you know, just like Donald Duck, you know, we're going to get one on over you. Right. But if you move it around, and it has to be up tall, and that then it'll work.
Yeah.
But it's not the only thing. No. It's not the only thing.
That's
okay?
one thing we have.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Most people don't like snakes. Yeah. I don't particularly like snakes. Yeah. But then again, like I think I told you that I have never seen, like I'm originally from North Jersey.
Right.
Everybody who's listening up in North Jersey. I grew up in Wayne. I basically lived in Clifton because that's where we worked as a family.
That's right.
But I slept in Wayne, so and went to school. Alumnist, Bergen Community College.
There you go.
That's me. Anyway, that snakes, though, I never really saw snakes but I know that there's part of our listening areas where there are snakes. Also, so don't get freaked out with snakes. They will do a number. And again, so we're talking about natural animal, deterrence.
Right.
Next thing is we're going to talk about repellents.
Repellents, yeah.
This year, 2020, Bonide introduced a chipmunk, squirrel, and rodent repellent.
All in one.
It is an excellent product because we're going to get off of your garden for 1 second that you can also spray it on your bird feeder.
That's great.
To deter the squirrels.
Deter squirrels, yeah.
So just a side note. But you use it as a perimeter spray. Mm-hmm. You can't spray it and apply it to your garden plants, but you can spray it around the perimeter. Mm-hmm. So maybe in between rows or do something where it's certainly around the perimeter and then in between rows, wherever you see, like you said, you were filling those holes up. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's a joke to them. They think it's funny.
Yeah, they have fun with that.
So what to do is you can spray the deterrent, because what you're trying to do is get them to go to your neighbor's house.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it's all organic. I mean, it's safe. Cedarwood oil, castor oil, clove oil, peppermint oil.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, it's one of those salad dressing things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it just is a good deterrent.
Yeah, it is.
Now, the thing again is you can't just use the owl and this. You have to switch up your repellents because they get used to it.
Right.
And you're trying to have them associate your garden with the irritant so that they don't bother your garden. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to modify their behavior. Mm-hmm. Right, Vera Brown?
Yes.
Vera Brown's out there. She knows.
She knows.
Another thing to use as a granular is Bonide's Rat Magic. I know it sounds awful. I don't want rats. But the ingredients are the perfect thing that are going to repel the chipmunks as well. And also works on squirrels. Basically, Julio, you'd know about this. Combination of essential oils.
Oh, yes. It works.
People and pet safe. Yeah. Both of these products are. Right. Okay. In that you're going to put it down, sprinkle it into and around as many of those holes that you see, and that it will drive those rodents somewhere else to somebody else's property. And that's what you're trying to do.
That's right.
You're trying to do. Get them to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So don't just want, it's not one thing.
Yeah. Not a one thing is going to work.
Okay, the other thing is trap them and release.
Yeah.
Have a heart traps. There's a little have a heart trap, a smaller version specifically for rodents that size that you can take them and move them to a park or somewhere else. And
far away.
Talk about where you put them, but you can choose your spot. Yeah. But you better go about 5 or 10 miles away because they can find their way home.
Oh, yeah.
They can find their own. And being that they're eating your tasty tomatoes, hey, look, we got a house. We got this. We got all the meal, all the food we can eat.
Vince is a great guy.
Right. And the other thing is I really don't like this method, but I will be honest with you. We had an issue where Chip and Dale were coming into eating our bird seed. And it like if they were eating the same bag, I wouldn't mind. But when they cut open and ate out of like 10 different bags, it bothered me. And and we were trapping, and we also used Sweeney's poison peanuts. And you have to be careful when you're using poison.
Yeah, you do.
And I will be completely honest. We did not have success using the poison until this all happened last year. This was last year. Remember, Julio?
Oh, yeah. Remember.
It was last year. Yeah. It was October.
Sure.
And that they came in. We had squirrels and chipmunks.
Chipmunks, both. Yep.
We found a dead chipmunk from this year because of poison that was left out that it ate this year.
Yep.
So listen, everybody, I want you to be careful with poison and maybe think twice about that.
That's right.
It is poisonous to dogs, cats. Like we've been doing this a long time. There is another type. I've heard the story about having a cat ate the mouse that was poisoned and the cat was killed. So make sure you're being very, very careful with that.
Careful. Yep.
But the other methods... You got to switch them up.
Switch it up,
I know it's a pain, but you built that fence for those deer to stay out. Yeah, you can do this too.
That's right.
So just do it. Let us know how you make out.
That's right. There you go, Vince. Don't worry about all this stuff that's going on. Go for it.
Yeah. That's it. And you got to change it up.
Change it up. Yeah. You got an arsenal here. So there you go, buddy.
All right. We're going to be back in the garden right after this.
Fall is for planting. Bloomers Blend Township Turf Grass Seed is perfect for your lawn, no matter if you have sun or part shade. Township Turf germinates quickly in less than 10 days and provides a dark green, fine-bladed, durable turf. Township Turf is a blend of the best ryegrass, tall fescues, and bluegrass, and looks so good many people think it's sod. Visit Bloomers Nursery and let one of Bloomers' nurserymen help you lay out your next landscape project. Bloomers has the finest selection of fall flowers. Hardy mums in multiple sizes, celosia, coxcomb, winter pansies, ornamental peppers, ornamental kale and cabbage, and all types of grasses. Bloomers has a frightening large selection of face pumpkins, flat stacking pumpkins, gourds, and fall decorating items. Come visit Bloomers, the store behind the radio program, open 7 days. Go to www.bloomers.com. That's www.bloomers.com.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday, can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Wow, Julio, we are out of time again.
Yes, we
Phyllis
are.
And Vincent, thank you for calling. Boy, we appreciate all those calls.
We do.
We're going to be right back here next week, right here in the garden. See you in the garden.
See you in the garden.